Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Furnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. The Night Watch, the Enslaved, and Claims of Rowdiness in Bridgetown. On this day, February 15th, in the year 1828, the editorial in The Barbadian lamented that the enslaved were being rowdy and creating chaos on the streets of Bridgetown. They were said to be crude, loud, and involved with indecent behavior. In an earlier broadcast of this program, a presentation was made regarding the rowdy behavior exhibited on the streets of the capital, which necessitated stronger law enforcement due to the ineptitude of the police at the time in controlling the perpetrators of such behavior, resulting in the creation of the Night Watch to strengthen law enforcement in this densely populated port town. These activities seem to be a major social problem, as an editorial in October 1823 registered deep concern about the assembling of the enslaved at night in what was described as quote-unquote haunts of wickedness at places like Wooden's Bottom or Paul Green's Ground and Raccoon Quarters. As a result, while this current article commended the Night Watch for the valuable work done over time and the significant changes that had occurred, it suggested that more still needed to be done in this arena to enhance the general quality of day-to-day life in the town. Within the context of this report, the writer started by lauding the work of the Night Watch and the improvements made over time, stating, quote, "We have often brought the Night Watch before the public notice. That the town is in a state of security and quiet from the hour of 9 is to be attributed to the excellent regulations of the Town Watch Committee and the activities of the watchmen. We feel it a duty, however, to the public to recommend an earlier patrol of the town for the purpose of keeping down the insolence and correcting the indecencies of the Negroes from 7 to 9 o'clock. It is shocking to hear the obscene expressions, the licentious songs, and the horrid blasphemies from the mouths of these people during the evenings as they pass through the streets. This is an evil, an abomination, which loudly calls for removal. In what colony except this would such licentiousness on the part of the slaves and that other custom of galloping horses through the streets be allowed?" End quote. Bridgetown by this time was one of the most densely populated towns in the British West Indies. The population was comprised of white and colored inhabitants, some of whom were enslavers, free blacks and enslaved blacks. Today, the population of the city has dwindled significantly and much has changed. Instead of calling for quiet at an early hour, the call is now for a return to nightlife in that space. However, over 200 years ago, the carousing of free and enslaved blacks in the various alleys of the city after dark brought condemnation in the editorial of The Barbadian on this day in 1828.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.